The city of Norman is suing contractors for its mold-infested library. State education officials are looking to buy a certain type of Bible for use in classrooms. And a new leader is tapped for the state tourism department. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, October 4th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The city of Norman has taken its dispute over the indefinitely closed Central Public Library to court. The city filed a lawsuit Wednesday against the firms responsible for the building's construction. The city alleges a breach of contract for not ensuring the building was properly and professionally built. The library has been shut down for nearly a year due to extensive mold issues. Reports reveal mold was present during construction, with a 2018 inspection noting mold on the second and third floors before the building's completion. Norman Mayor Larry Heikkila says fixing the library could cost millions, but he wants the contractors to cover the cost. The State Department of Education released a bid proposal for State Superintendent Ryan Walter's classroom Bible policy. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the specifications for the Bibles appear to be tailored to a specific version sold by Donald Trump.
According to the request for proposal documents, the State Department is looking to purchase 55,000 copies of King James Version Bibles that contain the Pledge of Allegiance, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Former President Trump's God Bless the USA Bible fits those exact specifications. And like the God Bless the USA version, the Bibles must be bound in leather or leather-like material. The RFP closes on October 14th, and the supplier must be able to ship the Bibles to school districts within 2 weeks after the contract award date. The God Bless the USA Bibles cost $60 each. According to Trump's recent candidate financial disclosure forms, he's made $300,000 from the sales of the Bibles. At an August State Board of Education meeting, Walters announced $3 million had already been allocated to purchase Bibles, and the board voted to approve a request to the legislature for an additional $3 million. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A new report finds Oklahoma's labor force participation rate has jumped above the national average for the first time since Y2K. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports Native Americans in the state are largely to thank for this notable increase.
New data from the Federal Reserve Bank show a higher percentage of Native Americans are a part of Oklahoma's workforce than at any time in the past two decades. Native Americans only make up 14% of Oklahoma's population, but the report finds they accounted for 71% of the recent increase in the state's overall employment rate. Two factors can cause the labor force participation rate to grow: more people working or looking for work, or a decrease in the working age population. Researchers say the rate grew this time because of an increase in the labor force, especially among Native workers. Many secured jobs in the education, healthcare, and government fields. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department has new leadership. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports, Governor Kevin Stitt announced Thursday that longtime state employee Sterling Zerli will serve as the agency's interim director.
Zerli already has 23 years of experience at the tourism department, where he started in 1984 as a building maintenance supervisor and ended as the department's Northeast Regional Director in 2007. Since then, he's served as the executive director of the Oklahoma Public Employees Association. Zerli is stepping in after Tourism Director Shelley Zumwalt recently announced her retirement. Earlier this year, the State Auditor's Office found Zumwalt had failed to disclose conflicts of interest regarding millions of dollars paid to her husband's company during her time at state agencies. Zerli says he's looking forward to leading the department, especially as Oklahoma prepares to celebrate the Route 66 Centennial in 2026 and host Olympic events in 2028. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
America great again.
follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.